A friend invites me, the Happy Mastiff, out to a coffee shop, and then hits me, the Happy Mastiff, with a completely surprising topic of conversation. Find out all about it on this Happy Mastiff Holiday Special. Happy Mastiff, Happy Mastiff, just what a Mastiff ought to be. Good evening, folks. Welcome to the Happy Mastiff Holiday Special. I'm out of all studios, not in the outdoor studio, not in the indoor Happy Mastiff studio. I'm actually in a coffee shop. I've been invited here by a friend. I'm not sure what he wants, but I'm kind of, you know, a dog standing along in a coffee shop is not usually welcome. Service animals are welcome. There's a couple of them here. Hey, bark, bark. How you doing? Yeah.
Hey, Happy Mastiff.
Oh, hey.
Sorry I'm late.
It's all right. It's all right. It's I was about to get thrown out of here.
Yeah.
Will you tell them I'm your service animal?
This is my service animal. It's all cool.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so why don't you introduce yourself, my friend?
Hi, I'm Buddy.
This is my buddy, Buddy.
Yeah, I'm Buddy.
He invited me to a coffee shop, unaccompanied. I wish my dad was here, but so far, everything's okay. He hadn't told me what he wants to talk about, though. So what brings us here to this new location?
I mean, there's lots of things we could talk about, Happy Mastiff.
I don't drink a lot of coffee. Is there anything, I might be better off with just some water?
Here, have a sip.
Can I just have
some water?
Yeah, all please. All right. Okay.
You like my shirt, Happy Mastiff. You notice I'm wearing a Star Wars shirt today.
I like Star Wars.
You like Star Wars?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know that about you.
Actually, I saw the last movie.
Did you know?
It's called The Rise of the Skywalkers.
I believe it's called The Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah, that's the one.
So what'd you think, Happy Mastiff?
I enjoyed it. I liked that movie.
Okay.
Why? Why are you asking about
I mean, I'm glad you enjoyed it. You know.
Thanks. Did you enjoy it? Wait a second, buddy. Is that what you brought me here to talk about today? Were you here to talk about Star Wars?
Possibly. I mean, I'm wearing the Star Wars shirt.
I need you to be open with me.
I've only
talked about one movie on the holiday special, and it was a Christmas movie.
True. I needed to vent, and you know, I admit I brought you here. I wanted to talk about Star Wars.
Okay.
I wasn't too happy with it. Happy Mastiff.
You know what? Let's do this.
Okay. Let's talk about it.
Okay.
Controversial.
Star Wars: The Rise of the Skywalkers. I liked it.
Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker. I wasn't too partial to it, you know. I'm a fan of the original Star Wars Happy Mastiff, and I feel like this took a pace in the wrong direction.
The original.
What do you mean?
When you say the original Star Wars, what are you talking about?
That's a good question. I'm talking about the 1977 Star Wars, which later became known as A New Hope.
I was there. Yeah.
Really? 1977.
Yeah.
It's funny because
I ran that movie theater.
Did you know?
That first showed it for the very first time.
Oh.
Sold a lot of tickets, invited folks in, made a lot of money.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Much older than I thought, Happy Mastiff.
Oh, I'm seven. Okay. 7 years old.
Seven plus 1977. I guess it adds up.
It adds up.
Okay. Anyway, so what did you like about it?
About running a movie theater in the 70s?
No. What did you like of the movie, The Rise of Skywalker?
It's a fun movie. I like that it... Because, you know, there was a whole bunch of movies. Nine, ten, like 11 movies now? Star Wars movies?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Maybe 12 if you count that animated thing.
36, yeah, and the spinoffs.
I like the way it closed out the series, you know, out of all of them. The nine that fit together, what do they call them? The Skywalker, Darth Vader.
The Darth Vader and the Skywalker saga.
Yeah.
I
thought it brought it to a satisfying
end. Isn't that an awesome word, saga?
Oh, yeah.
It's beautiful. If I have a kid, I'm going to name him that. Saga.
I'm ready to be done with the Happy Mastiff series. I'm going to call it the Happy Mastiff Saga.
You should. Mm-hmm. That'd be great. So, you know, one thing I didn't hate it 100%. There was a lot I liked about it. I think it definitely did a lot to rescue the franchise, but I feel it fell apart.
Rescue after, it from what, buddy?
Well, from not goodness. Does that make sense? Not goodness?
Are you suggesting what came before was not good?
Well, what came before as far as the new sequel, so I think that the Rian Johnson, what's that one called? It's called The Last Jedi. Last Jedi. I wasn't too happy about that one. I think there was a lot of plot holes, like why have we never seen a Star Destroyer go into another ship at full speed and crush it. We've never seen that done before. I mean, that could have easily taken out the Death Star in the past. Well, I think that was just a plot hole, and they decided to fill it in. And,
yeah. That in movies, if a movie is a sequel, that in that sequel, they should only show you things that they showed you in the movie that preceded it.
Well, I just feel like if it's a realistic timeline, if it's an idea that it could have been implemented in the past, it should have been done in the past. And, you know, another
thing.
So
you go to your Star Wars movie seeking realism.
Yeah, not necessarily realism, but realism within the Star Wars universe.
Okay.
So if something's been established.
Realism in context.
Yeah.
Okay.
In context. But I think that the Rise of Skywalker was better than the last one. And I personally, even though I'm not a big fan of the sequels, I liked The Force Awakens.
I liked
that one. I thought Kylo Ren was good in that one. And I liked Rey and I liked Finn.
If I was going to be a bad guy, I'd be Kylo Ren.
Yeah,
I like his little rages he flies into. Just starts tearing stuff up.
I actually own a Kylo Ren mask.
Oh, did you bring it?
No, I did not.
You should have worn it to the coffee shop.
I mean, it's a coffee shop. It'd be kind of awkward if I walked in with a Kylo Ren mask. I think people would.
You're worried about. I was a dog sitting here alone. That was awkward.
True. I mean, I could run home and get it, but it'd be a lot of awkward silence while you're waiting for me.
All right. Okay. So, The Rise of Skywalker, Star Wars-y enough for you?
Star Wars-y enough for me. I think it was more Star Wars-y than the one that came before that.
Still disagree. I actually loved.
I mean, you know, Luke Skywalker milking a sea cow.
The Last Jedi. And I liked that there were things that surprised me.
Like the sea cow?
Yeah, not a big fan of the sea cow, to be honest. But whatevs. I like that I saw something I'd never seen before. Not a sea cow being milked.
I want to see more Maz Kanata
going through other ships.
I didn't like that video game reference either. You know, you have Maz Kanata in the background. You're trying to sell a video game, but I want to see more Maz Kanata.
Okay,
Maz Kanata, she was awesome. But the new one, even though I'm not like 100% into it, I think it did save the franchise. I'm not like completely against. Huh, that's weird. These coffee shops these days have ads.
I know. They keep trying to sell us.
They're trying
more
to sell
stuff.
Us stuff.
Whatever
like,
they're selling is not enough. Gotta sell some more.
Keep on selling. Okay.
Thanks for quietening down, coffee shop. Other fellow coffee shop patrons. Okay. So,
Well, you know,
we
want to
talk about that. Who's the bad guy?
Okay.
Who's the big bad guy?
Who's the best bad guy?
No, who's the main bad guy in The Rise of Skywalker?
Can I say, is that a spoiler?
Skywalker Rises.
Is it a spoiler?
Okay. It's character.
I'll say it. I was surprised when Jar Jar Binks turned out to be in charge of everything. Like, you
that he'd been pulling the strings all along.
Yeah, he's from Naboo. Papa Team was from Naboo.
I think he did it. You know why he did it?
Why?
I agree with the reason he did it.
Why?
To teach us all. The true meaning of Christmas. Totally worth it.
You also have a Christmas spirit.
Exactly. You didn't see
it.
I didn't see that coming, but there it was. Yeah. There for us all to see and enjoy and learn. True meaning of Christmas.
In all seriousness, though. You know, what do you think of them bringing back Palpatine?
I wish there had been some kind of hint in the movie that came before it. Mm-hmm. I don't like that there was no mention of Palpatine. Then suddenly, Palpatine's behind it all. He's the most important guy in the whole universe.
Palpatine.
He's a bad guy.
Yeah.
But was it really Palpatine?
Well, see, it's funny you should say that, though. I read an article, and I thought it kind of explained a lot of things, which I wish they had included this in the movie.
Okay.
So the idea is that, well, Anakin Skywalker was the chosen one, so why did he, why does Palpatine come back and Rey has to kill him again? Doesn't that like go against everything Anakin did? So this article explains that, well, that in a way wasn't really Palpatine, it was the sum of all the Sith, and he was essentially like a big puppet. He even looked like a puppet, you know. He had the big machine,
all dangly and wiry.
Yeah, it's like a big.
He didn't have any feet in it.
Yeah, he's messed up.
No feet, Palpatine.
He didn't have any feet, did he?
No.
He's
a marionette.
He's like, wow.
Cool. He was a marionette guy. Okay,
it's a Palpatine puppet.
Let me see if I can clarify what you're saying.
Okay.
It was Palpatine's body that had died, say, 30 years before. And it wasn't Palpatine speaking and interacting with Rey. It was like Sith Force ghosts that can't be all blue and walky around like Obi-Wan does.
Yeah, because the Sith can't do that.
All they can do is possess the dead corpse of Palpatine all at the same time.
Yeah, and see, Palpatine, in the novels, and I know those aren't considered canon anymore, but Palpatine did inhabit the body of a clone. So it kind of fits in with that. And then when you see Palpatine in the new movie, he's in this big Sith temple with all the robed Sith all around, chanting, speaking Sith. And so it makes sense that they're essentially Sith. Okay, got a little tongue tied there. But Palpatine is a I know it looks weird, doesn't it?
No. Yeah, you tied his own. Your tongue is all tied up and disgusting.
I got it. Take a sip of coffee. Let me take a sip real quick of my coffee. Okay, and so, you know, he's a combination of all the Sith, just like Rey is all the Jedi. And he even says, I am all the Sith, supported by the Jedi. Yeah.
He literally is.
Because that's a Sith. I mean, they're corrupted. They're going to possess someone.
You know what? Okay. Then that makes me to a good point. I'm going to show what a nerd the Happy Mastiff is. I'm thinking way back in the prequels.
Yeah.
Episode 3.
Way back
then. What was his position?
He was
President Palpatine, Chancellor Palpatine. When we found out he was a Sith Lord, what he wanted was to defeat death. That's what he wanted, was find a way to cheat death. And he thinks through the dark side he's discovered the secret, or will discover the secret. Mm-hmm. But in the end, the dark side cheats him.
Right.
They use him. Mm-hmm. All the Sith Lords possess him. He's not even actually alive.
That's a good point. And the idea behind him and his master, was Darth Plagueis the Wise, who sought in the past to keep people from dying, which is what got Anakin.
Is that the one he talks about in the movie?
And do they mention Plagueis?
Darth, have I told you?
That's right. That's right. Episode 3. Yeah, they mentioned Darth Plagueis the Wise in Episode 3.
I don't count it if it doesn't happen in a movie.
And Palpatine killed Plagueis, who was his master, and he took the knowledge, but. It's not what you think, because that ends up being, well, they'll reconstruct you as a cyborg, and that's what happened with Darth Vader. You know what Palpatine said? You know what Palpatine said? What are we going to do with the Star Wars ripoff?
What?
Sue it. Lord Palpatine.
What?
Lord Palpatine.
That was terrible.
Hey, Lord Palpatine.
You got some more?
Okay. What do we do with this day-old meat?
What do we do with this day-old meat? What?
Stew it.
Oh, okay.
What do you do with your chia pet? Grew it.
Grew it?
You know, like, you know, do it.
That wasn't a very good Palpatine impression.
I know,
it took
I
me
know.
A little bit to
figure
out what
I need
was
my, I need
going
my,
on.
I need my hood and grew stuff.
It.
Just do it.
Stew it. Okay. And then the rest of the recording session was ruined. Yep, didn't get to finish that one. But I feel like it was a good talk, and I want to thank you for joining me and my buddy on the Happy Mastiff Holiday Special. Happy holidays, and have a good night.